Welcome, welcome to yet again another weekly podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jake Hansen of the Chiropractor's Edge, and I have with me one of the greats, my good friend Russell Goff from Sherman College of Chiropractic. My man, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a blessing to be here and just share with your audience and represent Sherman College and chiropractic.
Thank you so much. It's always super inspiring to hear that. There's always been that saying that you hear that, oh, those who can't do teach. And it's actually been quite the opposite that I have found in chiropractic. I've actually found that some of the most influential, affluential, wealthy-minded, wonderful people, they get to a point where they say, I'm making a dent in the world right now, but I can only grow so fast. I can only change the world and the projection of where the profession is going to be. So I want to expand that. And that is what Sherman College does. It's a major place for leverage where growth is happening. I mean, what an upswing you guys are on right now at Sherman.
Yes. Yeah, it's been an amazing upswing. The last decade at Sherman has been a complete 180. And we are definitely on the upswing right now. But as you said, I didn't choose to work at Sherman because I was failing at practice. When I was in third quarter as a student, I wanted to leverage my time the best. And, when I chose to become a chiropractor, it wasn't necessarily to have my own huge office getting the best results and serving the world. That was the next right move for me at the time. And as a third quarter student, I decided I wanted to come back and work on staff at Sherman, because the only way for chiropractic to be promoted is to have people that will sacrifice to be part of the mission of chiropractic, serving chiropractors. And I knew on the administrative side, that's something I could do really well. I know chiropractic, I know chiropractors, and I wanted to serve chiropractic in a way that would, multiply myself the best way. I love people, I love serving and working more on the support role of the school. It just brought me life. And so that's been something on my radar since I was, young in the school. And then when Sherman reached out to me about a year ago, said, hey, we have an opportunity, you might want to apply for it. It was a no-brainer, because that's kind of the direction I wanted to go as a student. So it's been a fit made in heaven, you could say.
I absolutely love that. You need to take stock on what you really care about in your life and what you're putting towards that. I mean, I think it's easy maybe personally to look at that, like, oh, I need to work out. I need to, I need to do this. And here's how I build my marriage. Here's how I, raise my kids. Here's how I, and for your personal aspect, a lot of people have that down really well. We also see a lot of people who spend more time planning their yearly vacation than they do planning their life. And if that's the case, hey, we have some talking to do. But a lot of people, they get their what down decently, or their why, but then they don't know how to truly achieve that. They don't know what parts of the scale they need to tip in order to get them to where they want to be even faster. And right. That's one of the things we love about Sherman is, man, Sherman is just absolutely full of my mentors, is full of my heroes and people that that I absolutely love and appreciate and highly respect. And that's why we've seen Sherman thrive. Again, I didn't go to Sherman. I went to another school, but Sherman absolutely has our allegiance and our support and our love because of what you guys stand for. And that's something I'd like to talk about a little bit. We have so many wonderful docs in the group right now who are at a mega level of success. They're achieving so much. We have others that are basically getting to a point right now where they say, hey, I want to be able to leverage my time. I want to be able to protect the future. Because again, you guys, if you aren't protecting, if you don't understand what's going on right now, there has been a constant fight to decimate and destroy chiropractic in every single state, nationwide, internationally, and where you actually live. I remember when I was going to school, there was an act by the American Medical Association to take away the rights for chiropractors to diagnose, and then their rights to do open adjusting, their rights to, and you name the laundry list right. of things. And most docs, when we invite them to meetings, they'd say, I'm not a political guy. I'm like, do you realize that we might not be able to practice next week?
We're servants, and chiropractors, they get in their own little bubble and their own little communities, and they serve amazingly and they change lives and they truly influence their city. but they lose the picture of the bigness of chiropractic as a profession and the fact that, you know, regulations from both the national side and international organizations like the WHO and the NIH, you know, they definitely have an agenda with where chiropractic stands in the medical system. And if chiropractors in their home don't realize that, you know, there's other forces at play within the laws of chiropractic, that's a huge issue. You know, it's a game that, you know, if you're not on the global front, you just don't know it's happening. And that's why it's really important, you know, for chiropractors out in the field. You know, you might know your personal why and why you're serving your community and your personal sphere of influence, but you also need to know what your why is within the profession. And, you know, are you personally someone that wants to go and knock on doors and make sure policies and politics are happening? Or are you one of those people that want to support organizations and systems that support the profession you love so much?
Yes. And you can do one or the other or both, but being crystal clear on what you want. One of my dear friends, Liam Schubel, had said, you know, obviously a mega supporter of Sherman.
Yes,
and,
he is.
I remember he was saying at one point in practice, he was helping over 1,000 people a week by himself. He was on fire. His energy was an all-time high. And he truly looked at the aspect of the world at people's health and where we were going. And he said, I'm not even making a drop in the bucket of change when right. It comes to global change. And that's where his mission had to change. And, he right now he's an advocate where he wanted to make change in his city. And he actually, so using the right systems, he mm-hmm. was able to put himself on ballot and win as a write-in in government. But using these principles, because he said, gosh, you know, I don't necessarily love politics, but I now have the ability to do this to protect our rights, and not only as chiropractors, but our rights to freedom. And that's the greatest thing that chiropractic can afford you, is it can allow you to do what you want. If you want to be the one who goes and knocks doors, who hosts the events, awesome. We're at a point right now where we can do a little of both personally. And I love giving, you know, I love giving back. I love protecting where our future is. I want my grandchildren, my great grandchildren to have access to incredible chiropractic and chiropractors as it was designed to be, that sacred trust to be guarded.
Yeah.
But we also give our money and our other resources to Sherman, because I know that they can amplify and leverage that far better than I ever could to that means anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of, you know, chiropractors wonder, you know, they figure, yeah, my alma mater wants my money. You know, these schools always want your money. Yes. Finance is part of the situation of philanthropy. It's part of the equation, but it's not everything. You know, we are looking for your ties. You know, what personal and professional connections do you have in the profession? You know, we have, you know, doctors all the time like, hey, I think this would be a great resource, you know, for the students to have access to, or, and, you know, it put this on your page to let people know how to find me, or, you know, being able to, you know, leverage your time. You know, we have doctors come in all the time that, you know, serve the clubs and give their resources in their time and investment in the students. And so when you look at philanthropy, you know, it's simply what's the best way for you to pay into the system? Because you can't outpay it's not a zero-sum system. You know, giving to people doesn't mean you have less. It actually creates more room for growth. Yes. You know, it's one of those catch-22s that you think, you know, if I give this $100 away, I'm not going to have that $100. However, you don't see the growth that actually happens when you jump out in faith and you hand that money.
Yes.
You can't outgive a giver.
That whole principle is so true. I mean, most of life is not a zero-sum game. As we attract abundance around us, what I see constantly, so many people say, you know, I had a meeting a few weeks ago, and I had sprinkled coins along the path going to the meeting, some coins throughout the room, and a dollar bill here or there, and as I walked around right before the meeting, I saw that maybe a few things had been picked up, but money was still sitting where it was. And I asked, and a lot of people said, oh, you know, I figured someone, you know, worse off than me, someone else more deserving could receive it. And I said, you know, it's interesting, because when I take a breath, it doesn't take away from you breathing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't steal a breath away from you because I take a breath. You know, we can't give out of the abundance we don't have. And if you don't, if you haven't created the right systems and opportunities, so if you do want to give, if you don't have options, and that's what we were wanting to create here at the Chiropractor's Edge. And that is what Sherman creates, is options, the ability to develop the right relationships, have the right relationships, mm-hmm. Money, you know, to be able to grow financially, to be able to grow in relationships. I mean, the currency right now, if you talk to the wealthiest people on earth right now, the currency right now is relational capital. It's who do you know? Who do yes. you know? And it's not from a using point of view, because people are going to say, you know, you have a skill set that I need. You have connections that I need, and vice versa. So developing this relationship is so critical. But to always develop it in the point of, can I have $20? Oh, you know, knowing you'd be like, yeah, sure, here's $20. And me saying, awesome, okay, here's $100 in return. To be able to give is such an option, such an opportunity that a lot of our docs need to be able to realize is, if you're just barely scraping by, we need to help you create the right relationships. I mean, what do you say, doc, to those who say, you know, I feel like I'm not in a position to give, and they create these ceilings of, hey, once I'm here,
right,
I'll give. And this is for every aspect of their life, but what would you say for
them? Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you have to start somewhere. You know, don't create a condition, you know, once I get this, then I'll do that. How about where you're at? What can you give? You know, a lot of times we'll even have students start to give and they're giving $1 a month, but you know what? That's a lot for that student. You know, you talk, there's a lot of parables and talking about, you know, what gift was worth the most. Was it the woman that gave her last penny, or was it the millionaire that gave $10,000? Well, it's not about what the actual currency was and the value of the gift. It was in the transaction itself. And so even if you're in a tight spot personally, financially, give where you can. You know, if you don't have funds right now because you're starting a clinic and you really, you're in the red, how else can you give? You know, can you, you know, go volunteer at the soup kitchen? You know, it's not about the transaction of money. It's about the transaction of value. And if you can't give your treasures, give your time and give your talents. And I promise you, the more you live in an abundance way of life, the more abundance will be both attracted to you and the more you'll be able to afford to give. It's a real catch-22. It's something that is not inherently logical, because it's not logic. You know, it's operating in an abundance mindset. And it's something you just have to jump after. I remember, you know, I was probably in third or fourth grade. My parents were really starting to get on top of their finances, and we were going, you know, leveling out the checkbooks, and everything was, you know, zeroing out. And I remember the time where we decided we were giving above our zero point. You know, we were giving to the point we were then in the red, and it wasn't more than 2 months. We had all that money that was in the red and more. And that was kind of like my first glimmer of, like, you can't out give. Like, when you live in an abundance mindset, abundance is drawn to you. You know, and it's something you have to live out to fully trust. And there's still times I find myself not trusting the system, you know, knowing like, well, I don't have enough. Well, it's not about not having enough. It's about being able to continue to give.
Yes. You know, there is absolutely an abundance for absolutely everyone to have absolutely everything that they need. It truly is. There always is. And again, it's that zero sum mentality that, well, if I take, so-and-so can't do that. You know, I saw a colleague the other day. He's got tremendous success. Chiropractic has helped him. He's using all of his other businesses to propel chiropractic in a great area. And he had a $300,000 watch on. It was a beautiful watch. And I was looking at it and knowing where his past has been and knowing where he is now, you know, I asked a question. I said, hey, so if, I said, I'm kind of getting into some, you know, watches myself, nothing to that caliber by any means. I said, but I said, let me ask you. I go, what does it mean to you? I don't like, who cares what other people think? He says, you know what's very interesting? He goes, I hope to one day give this watch away. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you can't really understand the value of something until it's been gone. He goes, I have full understanding that one day I'm going to be able to give this watch to an organization or someone, but right now it brings me absolute joy. And another day, I'm going to give it away. At some point, I will give this away. But it allows me to understand the value of what I have and that I can always get it again. I could always grow again. I could always buy another. I could always leverage capital. And by the end of the week, I could do that again with the right relational capital. But I love that because a lot of people would say, oh man, think of how many people could you have fed or what the homeless for the day. But as we think of capital a little bit differently, you have to think of, well, look at all the lives that have been changed by that company. You know, the people who, right. You know, mine the material and put it together and marketing and sales and commercial. And so it's, again, it's not the concept truly is if I win, you lose. That's not it at all. That's not it. I breathe. You can't. Absolutely not. Like you can't be poor and make someone rich. You can't be sick, make someone healthy. So what you're hitting on is so critical. And I loved what you talked about. Don't set a cap. Hey, when I'm here, I'll go here. Because immediately resistance is going to hit you super hard. But hey, what can I do now?
Right.
Where could I start today? So where can some of our docs start when it comes to giving to Sherman? I know right now the only people we refer to is Sherman. I just gave a pamphlet away to a lady. Her nephew was going to choose a school based on geography, based that's really close to his home.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, are you excited about being a chiropractor? He's like, I really am. I'm like, what excites you? He's like, you know, the lifestyle, that being healthy, like just truly expressing life at its most means so much to me. I said, that's awesome. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, you will not feel that way after you go to your school. Hmm. I go, you will not learn chiropractic and you will not learn this. I go, you're going to learn a form of medicine. And we need good medical doctors in our world. We dang straight we do. My grandfather was a medical doctor. We need good docs. I go, but however, you will not be a chiropractor if you went there. And he said, like, what are you talking about? It's a chiropractic school. I said, it is not. And let's talk about that. And yeah. But that's what we love about Sherman is all about chiropractic. You are the Harvard of chiropractic. You guys produce some of the greatest chiropractors in the world. So that being said, what are some of the ways that for those who have the ability to give of time, of money, substance, what are some of the things that that Sherman is growing on right now that we can help support?
This episode of The Chiropractor's Edge is brought to you by Mango Voice. Mango Voice is an enterprise-grade VoIP system based in the cloud. Whether you're at the office or on the go, Mango gives you the tools you need to engage customers like never before. This is a product that my team can't live without, and neither should yours.
Yeah, I think the best way, well, not the best way, but one way you can give is your referral of students. You know, the best way to leverage chiropractic is to build the army of chiropractors. You know, if you and I wanted to go adjust the world, you and I could not do it. If every person in Chiropractic's Edge wanted to adjust every person in the world, we could not do it. The only way we can truly impact the entire world is to multiply chiropractic. Right. And that is training chiropractors to go out and change the world with pure chiropractic. You know, not with, you know, general spine manipulations to mobilize some bones, but truly release the potential within human beings through chiropractic. So student referrals is one of the best ways for people to give back to Sherman College and trust us with your investments of building the profession. And also you can become a regular donor. We have a Regent program. It starts at $1,000 a year. And the Regents are our philanthropy backbone. It is our community of doctors and supporters of Sherman that say, you know, I'm going to dedicate $1,000 a year to support Sherman College. And they are the hub of our philanthropy. You know, when we have a new project coming out saying, hey, if you want to, you know, support an intern and sponsor them for their clinic jackets and name tags and stuff they need for the clinic, we talk to our Regents first because they're our community of donors. When we have, you know, projects going on for, you know, new construction or we're remodeling something, we always go to our Regents first because the people who give are the ones that want to give. And the true way to get in the circle of, you know, philanthropy within Sherman is to join one of the giving organizations. And if $1,000 a year is too much for you, you know, we have some lower, some other options for giving each month. We have a new organization called the Principal Club. It is $33 a month. So for $33 a month, you can join that giving organization and, you know, start your philanthropic journey with Sherman College. And you still get some of the perks. You know, we know you're someone that's invested in giving to Sherman College. And so when we have, you know, students that need resources or whatever, we're going to look at our donors as our first platform of support. And becoming a regular donor truly sets the platform for the future of chiropractic.
You know, one of the things that I love is a lot of people truly underestimate what they can get done in one day, or overestimate, you know, what they can do in a day. And we have that same thought with like a year, but they really, really underestimate what can happen over 5 years, right? Over a week, right? So many people try to do so many things in one day and they feel like they've failed. I love having audacious goals for tomorrow and audacious goals for giving to say, you know what? What hasn't been done? Hey, what's the first thing everyone says at seminars? It's like, oh, how many people you see in a week? How many people you see in a day? And it's like, who cares? You know, like, well, what type of impact are you giving? Because I have people who see very few people, but they're thriving financially because of their cost point or the value that they're giving. Mm-hmm. But to set audacious giving goals is awesome. You know, Sherman's going to have those tiers, but I love to say, you know, is there something different we could do, something more we could do? I'm super inspired by some of the groups that I have a privilege of running with, and with Quest 7, with Dr. Sean Dale, Lacey Buck of the Black Diamond Club. We had a few docs who had said, you know, hey, there's this giving program, and Sean and Lacey said there's the ability to buy a clinic jacket, and we actually had an idea, like, yeah, we've given, I don't know how many jackets over the years, but why don't we just buy an entire class's jackets?
Yeah.
And the team said, and the whole group's like, well, why not? That's actually a great idea. Like, we were thinking pretty small potatoes that we wanted to give, but could we do more? And then we were at an event a few months ago, and Chris Brown says, hey, there's a, you know, all of us together, could we give a little bit more? Like, there's some things that we're all talking about a way to leverage our money for the future. We're all everyone's at individual tables talking about the future and building the future. Let's just build it right now. Can we give $30K to Sherman? And the group said, oh yeah, let's put that together, and we made it happen. So set audacious goals for your giving. Set those goals, and again, use leverage of the people around you. And I'll tell you, the power in giving, when you talked about multiplication, the only way to grow, you can grow linearly, you can grow as fast as you can run, or you can grow exponentially by That's multiples. Right. Sherman will only produce the greatest chiropractors on earth. So when you're looking to grow, that's a great thing. I know in the next few years, as our practices continually develop and grow, I know exactly where I'm going to be getting my future doctors from and who will be blessing my life. But where are you getting yours? You might be okay today, but where are you tomorrow? Where are you exponentially when you want to grow four or five practices or another practice? Where are you at? This is why we love Sherman. And Sherman gives that thought of reward, but man, do they give once you've given as well.
And we are, you know, and we're honored that, you know, supporters like you are part of our community, you know, because not only are you giving of your money and you're giving of your influence, you know, but allowing us to reach other corners of chiropractic that as an institution, we just don't have. And to be invited into those areas is truly an honor. And I greatly appreciate you inviting, you know, me onto your program and to truly just share what philanthropy can look like within the chiropractic lifestyle. I think, you know, both you and I have reached this point where, you know, every time we choose to give and we hit that uncomfortable point, for both of us, it comes back to our character, you know, who we were designed to be and our personal why. And I think in a person that is just starting to give, you truly need to boil down your personal why. You know, why are you doing what you want to do? Because every decision you make, whether that's in your business, how you give, how you're serving your community, really boils down to your personal why and how you're going to use that to change the world around you. Once you can bring back all of your giving, your philanthropy, your service, your business back to your why, it all comes to fruition, because it's coming out of a point of abundance and service of who you are and who you're created to be, and not out of a mentality of lack.
That is where happiness lives. is in that area right there. I mean, growth happens when you're a little uncomfortable. Growth is uncomfortable. I mean, growing pains, you know, you're stretching yourself, but who are you becoming? Who do you want to be? And these are questions that, as you know, we hear a lot of people say, well, I want to make this amount of money a year. Well, why? Oh, I don't know. I want to give. Well, awesome. To who, to when, how, to what degree, at what level? I don't know. You know, it's that heart. Put some love and thought into this and watch other opportunities come for business that will immediately refill that. There's no doubt to that. I have a very personal experience with Sherman that changed a lot of our heart and our mindset. It was an incredible experience, a very sacred opportunity for us to be able to give a little and to be able to only just see it come back a thousandfold. What is the future going to hold? Are you creating a legacy of wealth, of knowledge and opportunity for others to receive just as you're giving right now? Right. There are going to be people who will never, ever be able to receive chiropractic unless we continually win this fight. And this is how we win it, is a drop at a time through our time, our talents, our treasures. So give to Sherman, and we'll put the link below here. But for those who would like to be able to give, and for those who are like me who have said, you know, my school's not where, they're not in a position now, in a place now where I was when I was there.
Yeah.
So they want to look to giving to the future. How do they give to Sherman?
The best way for you to find out what Sherman's doing and the opportunities for you to give is sherman.edu/give. That is our philanthropic base camp for Sherman College. Or if you have any personal ideas, if you have some scholarships that you would love to see, if you wanted to sponsor something for an organization, or if you just wanted to visit about what other opportunities are on campus, you can shoot me a personal email. My email is rggoff@sherman.edu. I would love to visit with any of you about how we best can meet in the middle and create an opportunity that's best for both you, Sherman, and chiropractic.
Russell, thank you so much for being who you are. Again, thank you for showing that you can have exactly what you want, the end result of what you want, from the very beginning. And you realize that at obviously a young age in school. Most people don't realize that until much later on in life. You're an inspiration. Thank you for teaching us about leverage, about an abundance mindset, about giving, and giving where you are. And if you have a lot, you have a lot more to give. And if you don't have, there's always a place to start. Use leverage, use those around you to grow exponentially. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Sherman has our hearts, and can't wait to see where the next few months, next few years take us, especially with this powerful upswing we're in right now. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.